Thanks, Damien. If you live in the Eel River Valley, you're having a power problem today. PG&E is reporting power outages in the valley, outages which began late last night, affecting as many as 9,000 customers at a time. PG&E said it's working hard to restore power to those locations, and that could be as late as tonight before that power is restored in some locations in the Eel River Valley. A Clear Lake man is headed to prison for 18 years for the crossbow killing of another man on the Samoa Dunes last September. Phoenix Triton King was sentenced to prison after a plea deal for voluntary manslaughter. King also tried to kill another man in the confrontation. The Samoa Dunes incident happened last year. King was accused of fatally shooting James John James and wounding Matthew Blaine Lewis in the dunes. King claimed that he shot in self-defense, and so he's off to prison for 18 years. A Crescent City woman is talking about a close encounter with a Douglas fir in Jedediah Smith State Park over the 4th of July weekend. She said she's lucky to be alive after the tree fell on her car at the park. Lori Shilcott was camping near the river in the park last week and had her two children with her when the tree, a 50-foot Douglas fir, fell, crushing her car. The tree fell very close to the spot where she'd set up a camping tent for her children. The car was totaled, and the tree nearly missed an RV parked nearby. Shilcott said the tree would have been fatal for sure. You have a chance to help out the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. It's called Sheriff's Citizens on Patrol. And the volunteers have become known as the eyes and ears of the sheriff's office. Formed in 1996, they provide crowd control, house checks, and disaster assistance. In fact, some of the sheriff's deputies began their law enforcement work as SCOPE volunteers. You have to be 21, you have to have a valid driver's license, and pass a background check. Any interest, you should call the sheriff's office. And you'll find it easier than ever to find your way around Humboldt County on its new website. You can even browse its library from the convenience of your own home or Wi-Fi. The new website has interactive county maps and a breakdown of county departments, so you can keep in touch with each department and some of its upcoming events. The new address for the Humboldt County website is www.humboldtgov.org, and it's available now. Eureka police have caught a camper and charged him with severely beating another man. Officers found a man battered in the parking lot of a building on Broadway. He was taken to the hospital suffering injuries consistent with serious beating, but he was not a stabbing or shooting victim. He is in stable condition. Police determined the man they were looking for was Darren Vitolo, 46, of Eureka, and yesterday they obtained an arrest warrant for him. Eureka detectives also obtained a search warrant and were able to search his encampment, and so he's in custody. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It used to be the keg party. That's how lots of teens celebrated being young. But now the inebriant of choice is higher strength alcohol, large quantities of alcohol. Police say it's now common for 100 kids at a time to gather for a party, and Eureka Officer Corey Watson said this 4th of July they found another one.
You know, they occur more often than you'd expect. Unfortunately, they sometimes get called in as a fight. It can be a little difficult to track sometimes because you don't really know what you have until you get there. And many times we drive up on this house full of kids and they all start running.
Watson said times have changed because it's easier to get liquor than it was to get beer, and now, she told Talk Shop, family members are helping out.
Our statistics are showing that it's older siblings and parents that are providing alcohol, that there's kind of this misconception that it's safer to drink at home than anywhere else. Older people that are attending the party. I mean, there's been a couple parties in Eureka where you go and there's, you know, 15, 18-year-olds, and then there's one guy who's 27. Well, legally, we're going to go after the person that bought and purchased and furnished the alcohol to the minors. But then it's also the property owner's liability. I mean, whoever owns that property or renting it is taking on the liability. And California law does address that liability issue. So if you host a party and something tragic happens, then you can be held civilly liable for that stuff and get sued.
Corey Watson said the key to control is monitoring the behavior of your kids and find out how they are spending their time. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.